930 WEOL.
Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Matt Douglas back in studio control in downtown Elyria. Andy Bulbarch out here in Avon. The Crushers taking on the Southern Illinois Miners tonight. First pitch at 7:05. It's Pack the Park Pink Night. And it looks like we're going to have some beautiful weather for tonight's festivities. It's a little bit breezy out there. Wind is blowing directly in from center field. But the most important thing is we've got sunshine. We have nothing but clearing on the radar. That means we're going to be absolutely fantastic tonight. Should be awesome, awesome stuff. Come on down here and check out the action if you get a chance. Time now to welcome in our next guest. We've got, well, I'm not sure if I should call him Batman or Bruce Wayne, but he's known to the general public as Brian Chulik with Superheroes for Kids in Ohio. Brian, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Doing well, and remember, it's not who you are underneath, but what you do that defines you.
Very nice. You see yourself as more of a Bruce Wayne guy or more of a Batman guy?
I'd have to go more as Batman.
All right, fair enough. Well, and this doesn't do us any justice in radio land right now, but he looks like Batman. I mean, he's a dead ringer for Bruce Wayne, but he looks more like Batman right now. But, Brian, we've had you on the show before to talk about what the organization's all about. We're going to come back to some of that, but you guys have some really cool events coming up here. You have two coming up a little bit later on this month in Vermilion. There's a boat club dive-in and movie night. Also, the LLS Light the Night Walk as well. Tell us what you guys have going on at these events.
First of all, thank you very much for having me on, and you also have that superhero look to you, so don't discount that. We actually have our second annual For the Kids golf outing, June 22nd, at Bobolink in Avon, and we also have, of course, the Superhero Day here at Crusher Stadium, August 11th at 2:05. We have many, many events throughout the year, including many, many hospital visits. We probably average about 120 events each year.
Which is really all the more importance for this golf outing you're mentioning. You know, what you guys do, all the special things that you guys do for the kids. And, you know, the golf outing certainly helps you guys do that. So before we dive into some of the details on the golf outing at Bobolink coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow, you know, what is it that the funding from the golf outing, what are some of the things that it allows you guys to do?
Well, I mean, we've been very blessed and fortunate because our members, I mean, they've given selflessly, I mean, tens of thousands of dollars literally from their own pockets. And now that the public has gained confidence in what we do, the donations help considerably with things. One thing that we do is sponsor a room annually at the Cleveland Ronald McDonald House. So families staying there, seeking medical treatment, will have a free place to stay while their children go through treatment. And other than that, our board of directors works very hard to decide on how funds can best be used to fulfill our group's mission on a case-by-case basis, depending on children going through things throughout, you know, Ohio.
And the golf outing you mentioned is 2 weeks from tomorrow at Bobolink. And as a guy who enjoys his golf, I can tell you this is not only a steal of a deal, but it's also really cool to be involved with, and it should be a lot of fun for all parties involved. Again, it's 2 weeks from tomorrow, June 22nd. Check-in 7:30 to 8:30. Shotgun start at 9 o'clock, and it should be a lot of fun. I'm guessing you're not golfing at this event, or are you?
I am not. I mean, I'm good with my woods. The problem is getting out of them. So, and I always say the best club I have in my bag is my pencil. So I'm probably going to just help out and volunteer and help out the rest of our group, help others have a good time and raise money for a good cause.
You were telling me before we came on the air that you guys started out with basically just three of you in this group, and now you have over 90 members. How has this whole thing grown and evolved over the last 10 years?
I think it boils down to selfless people. I think that in 2010, things just took off. We just started with three people who wanted to try to make a small difference. And I think as people saw it, the movement grew. And with all the things going on in Hollywood with the superheroes, I think that it just snowballed. And we have roughly 90 members now. And we also have many former members that we graciously thank for their service. And it's just something that we're all very, very proud to volunteer for.
We're talking with Brian Chulik with Superheroes to Kids in Ohio here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, ranging from the golf outing to a wide variety of other really cool events they're going to be at throughout the course of the year. And, you know, you mentioned to me a few minutes ago you didn't want to make the interview about you necessarily, but you're kind of where this whole idea began. So for our listeners out there who might not be too familiar with how this whole organization began and then really blossomed to over 90 members and doing so many wonderful things for so many kids in the area, how did all this whole thing start?
Well, I mean, I just want to preface that by saying I appreciate it, but it's not about me. I am fortunate and blessed that I know many, many great people. Basically, I was ill in the clinic, Cleveland Clinic, and I had some friends go back with me to do some visits for kids who I saw there who were going through much tougher things than I was. And there's a saying that Peter Parker, Spider-Man, says, with great power comes great responsibility. And I think as more and more people I knew who graciously volunteer their time, we see this more as a mission and a responsibility to help kids and to help families who are going through tough things, because sooner or later we're all going to be there.
Yeah, and it's amazing how this whole thing has grown over the course of the last 10 years. And, you know, you were telling me, too, that it was one of those things that you experienced when you yourself weren't doing so well physically. You saw the power of healing just being around other people. And, I mean, having folks that are as involved with the whole comic book scene as you are, a simple gesture is dressing up and just showing kids that you're giving them the time of day that they deserve. It's amazing just how far that can go.
I think so. I think that, you know, the kids are the real heroes. My friend Jimmy Myers has always said that. And when you know, people think that, you know, it's the families and kids who are getting a lot out of this when we visit and bring them a smile. But, I mean, we are as well. I mean, our payment is knowing that a child can forget about something for a day, that the family feels supported, and that we're able to make a small difference. And, you know, when I was in the hospital and you have visitors, it meant a lot to me. And I never forgot the people who came to visit me, and I thought about it for a long time, and I wanted to try with all the great people in this group to continue to perpetuate goodness. And there are some tremendous people in this group, some of the finest people I know.
And you guys cover the gamut as far as characters covered. I mean, you guys have just about every comic book character you can think of with over 90 different members. You chose Batman. What was it about Batman for you that just kind of stuck?
Well, it's certainly not that I have the money that Bruce Wayne does, but I don't know. It's kind of weird because when people come into the group, it's almost like the character picks you as opposed to you picking the character. And it's just kind of fitting how so many people in the group just identify and just hit spot on their character. So it's just amazing how that works out.
And you guys have a night here in Avon with the Crushers coming up a little bit later on. And, you know, I saw you guys, I think, for the first time a few years ago when I was up here broadcasting a game. I looked down at the concourse, and I thought, oh, my goodness, there are about 25 different comic book characters here. And I didn't know who you guys were at the time, but to me it was amazing just to see the kids kind of take to you guys as a group and how cool they thought that was. Like, the game became secondary at that point. They were so fixated on what you guys were doing up on the concourse. But this has really kind of become a yearly thing for you guys. So what are the details on the date that you guys have selected this year?
Well, first of all, I think it's important that we give the Crushers just a tremendous amount of credit. Their management has been just absolutely so gracious and helpful. We've been doing this with the Crushers for quite a few years. And I think it might be 6 years. And the Crushers, in their graciousness and charity, donate sweets for the families who are going through illness and adversity. So with the Crushers, we're able to give them VIP treatment, and we cannot thank them enough for making this a great day for them and then also for the public. So we're absolutely thrilled to come out and collaborate on an event that is nice for everybody.
And when do you guys come out here? What's the date that you guys are going to be out here later on this year?
We are going to be out here August 11th, at 2.05 p.m. So the entire public is welcome to come out here. There'll be plenty of photo ops. And as I said before, we're very thankful to work with a great organization such as the Crushers.
Photo ops and also phenomenal opportunities for kids to come out and just have a wonderful idea. They'll make some memories that they're never going to forget. Well, Pam Fechter, planning coordinator and economic development director for the city of Avon, was telling me a little bit about this next event that we're going to discuss last year, where the kids effectively have the opportunity to save the city of Avon. That's usually right around Labor Day weekend. I'm not sure if it falls in the same weekend this year, but I first learned about this and thought, wow, what a really cool idea. And tell us what you guys do for the whole idea of saving the city of Avon.
Well, this is our signature event, and it wouldn't be possible without the coordination of so many people. The city of Avon and Pam have just been incredible. The mayor, and he's been taken hostage the last 2 years by supervillains, so, you know, the fact that he continues to participate in this is just amazing. But on September 14th, once again, there are rumblings that supervillains will be taking over the entire city of Avon. And that's when we call on the super kids, as we call them, the real heroes, the kids going through illness and adversity. We need them to save the city from the dastardly villains of comic book lore who have probably about 30 superheroes tied up around the city. We have people like Tim Misney, who portrays Lex Luthor. Last year we had Don Kendrick as Lois Lane. Stomper, unfortunately, for 2 years in a row was tied to a makeshift bomb. He escaped with the help of the super kids, but it's going to be a big event September 14th in Avon. We even have a helicopter there this year, and it's going to be just phenomenal. It's a great family event starting around 12 noon in Avon on September 14th. So you can find out more about it on our Facebook page or on our website, www.superheroestokidsinohio.org.
You guys have many other events coming up this summer as well. As a matter of fact, you guys have one coming up tomorrow. So tell us about these other events where, you know, our listeners may want to head to where they might see you guys.
Well, we do about 120 events a year. That's been our average for the last 2 years. Besides the golf outing and Super Kid Save the City, tomorrow we have the Team Olivia Memorial Poke Run and Mentor 3. We have the Tunnels to Towers Sunday, June 9th at 9 a.m. in Cleveland. We have Light the Night Pool Party to assist with Light the Night for Leukemia. June 25th, we have Movie and Pizza Night at the Ronald McDonald House for all the kids and families there. On June 29th, we have the Ohio City Games at St. Ignatius Field. We'll have other events like National Night Out Against Crime, Iron Man in the Park, and, of course, many, many hospital visits at many hospitals throughout Northeast Ohio. So we stay quite busy, and we're quite proud of all the things that we're able to do.
You have over 90 members currently, but you can never have enough help, that's for sure. I know you guys are still looking for volunteers who want to be a part of this process. How does that process work? If someone's listening right now and they want to be a part of this, how can they do that?
Well, you can go to our website, superheroestokidsinohio.org, and just click on volunteer. We do run a brief background check. We're fully insured through State Farm, and we are always looking for excellent volunteers. And the thing that is important in this group is your heart. I mean, we have some fantastic costumes, but the authenticity of many of the costumes is only exceeded by the great hearts of the people in this group, and that's what makes us tick in the end.
Certainly, it's the personality, right? I mean, I think that that's exactly what you're looking for, and it's really an amazing thing. Like I say, when you see these guys in action, just having seen it firsthand here at the ballpark, it really is cool to see how the kids take to it. And I would imagine that feeling probably never gets old.
It doesn't. I mean, as I said before, you feel like you're making a difference, and it is the children and the families who are overcoming the adversity that give that inspiration back to you. So it's definitely a reciprocal thing, and it's important to help other people out. I've learned that in life, and if you can't help other people out, you know, what else is there? And a superhero certainly exemplifies that.
Before we let you go, you were telling me before we came on the air about your automobile as well, and I thought, boy, that's really kind of cool, man. You really kind of really got into character here for me, but you also have your own version of the Batmobile, kind of, sort of.
I do, and it's really cool because some of the people have some pretty neat vehicles. We have Josh Meeber has a Deadpool mobile. Brad Mullins has a black Corvette. We have Curtis Kuzno, who actually has an Aero cycle. So there are some cool cars that we have, and I have a black Camaro Super Sport midlife crisis car that I like to throw on a bat signal. So I think the kids get a kick out of some of the vehicles, and we have a Shield mobile as well. So it's fun, and the car helps out with the persona.
Very, very cool stuff. I wanted you to throw that out there before we wrap this up. I thought that was really, really cool. Again, you can check out more information by visiting the website superheroestokidsinohio.org. That's superheroestokidsinohio.org. Their second annual For the Kids golf outing, 2 weeks from tomorrow, Saturday, June 22nd. Shotgun start at 9 a.m. at Bobolink. I'll be golfing in it. Certainly can't wait. We look forward to seeing all of you out there as well. Brian, this was a lot of fun, man. Thank you so much for coming up here
and
joining me.
It's been an honor, buddy.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Make sure you check out that Batmobile. It's going to be out here at Springer a little bit later on. So, Brian, thanks again for the time. Very, very cool stuff. We need to get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Your Money Now is coming up next. Matt Douglas will give us an update on the local news, and then we will come back for the final hour of today's show here on AM 930 WEOL.
Even if you're a big-time basketball fan, there might be a few facts about the game you don't know. Like, did you know that the first hoops were actually peach baskets, or that a warm basketball is bouncier than a cold one? Or that players can run as much as 4 miles